Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Hey everyone, this is your girl Coach Shea and welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast. I'm so super excited that you are listening in today to our next podcast. We got a great topic today and I pray that this conversation that in this dialogue and this platform that we're going to use today will encourage and inspire you to give you courage to start speaking up, to give you courage to use the platform that God has given you to invoke change, to empower our communities, to fight injustice. As you already know, we're facing some very turbulent times in our society today. And I was thinking, how can I use the platform that I've been given, that God has trusted me with, to encourage and inspire and empower, and also to have the courage to speak up against injustice. Now, I'm a business coach. I'm a life coach. I am a believer of Jesus Christ, but I'm also a citizen, and I'm also a human being. I'm also a wife, a mom. I am also a sister. I'm also a daughter. And so all of these roles that we have in life gives us responsibilities to speak up, to be a part of the solution, and to find ways effectively that we can invoke again change. And so that is what our topic is going to be about today. And as I was thinking of pondering the topic, the thought came across my heart and says, we are all the next Martin Luther King's, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, Medgar Evers, all the ones who have gone on in the forefight 50, 60 years ago in the civil rights movement. One of the things I'm learning, I'm not totally have a lot of information, I'm not going to speak out of context, but how racism has not been really dealt with in our country. And again, I'm not a political person, but again, I'm going to use this platform and to use my voice to encourage and inspire others. The reason why I'm doing this today, because my mission is to help women create wealth building businesses, to create income, and to not just empower themselves to buy bigger houses and pretty cars and have more money and clothes and hair, but to use the resources and platforms to help fund the missions of others who are in the forefront of fighting against injustice, to have economic power to make decisions when it comes to laws and helping people vote and getting their message out into the marketplace. And this is where we are planted. It reminded me of a scripture in Esther 4 and 14. I'm going to read it. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will rise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows, but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. I'm going to read that last sentence. And who knows, but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. God already knew about our future. He already knew what time that we would live in. He already knew where you were going to be at this time. So now it's time for us to use our positions for such a time as this. The only way to understand how to use it is through prayer and asking God for clear instructions and direction on how to use this platform. As I mentioned earlier, effectively and responsibly. And so my job today, or I feel my assignment today, is to encourage those who will listen to this podcast, is that it is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to start creating the businesses. It is time for you to create the services, the product that will empower people to change, that will empower people to transform their thinking, to transform their health, to transform their spiritual lives. It is time now more than ever for us to come together and use this platform to invoke transformation and real change. Most importantly, we cannot do this without God. He must be guiding us and leading us on how to do it effectively and responsibly. And so I ask God for courage today to speak up and to speak out against what we are seeing today. And it's totally injustice, not just on George Floyd's behalf, but on many of the others who have faced injustice in many ways. One thing I do understand why voting is such a powerful tool that our forefathers fought for us to have the right to vote. And voting, it does change law, especially in when it starts in the local arena. And again, I'm not, don't have a degree in type of any legal platforms or anything like that. But I do understand the power of voting. I do understand the power of money, of how it can help empower people and to help change their lives. So why am I doing this today? Because I want to make sure that I'm using this platform to encourage the woman that's listening and you trying to figure out how can you help. Well, let me tell you how. It's time for you to create that business, to come out of being inconsistent, to come out of being in mediocrity, and to create a business that will thrive, that will empower you, that will empower your family, then will empower your community, and then it will power nationally, and then it will empower globally. That is why I am here to encourage you today to say yes and to be all in living in your purpose like never before. To encourage you to say that I'm no longer going to run from the purpose and calling that God has for me so I can help in what we're facing today. And all of us will have different roles. We won't have the same role in empowering people in the marketplace. Our roles will be different. And everyone will have a different role to play. Some will be in the forefront of the, or are in the forefront, not will be, but some are in the forefront fighting, and some will finance that forefront. Some will be part of the lawmaking, making change in laws. There's all different type of roles that we will play. Some will be praying. We'll be on the prayer team, if you will, of whatever that purpose is. It is time for us to rise up like never before. And God is positioning us to do it. That's my encouragement to you today. I just wanted to make sure that I use this platform and not to be silent, not to hide, not to run, but to be courageous, to be bold, to speak up against what is wrong, and to fight against injustice the way God has given me to do it. So I want, if you are trying to find out how to do this and how can I create my life coaching business, well, you're in the right place, my beautiful sister who's listening in to this. You are in the right place to learn how to do that. So at the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School, we help women create wealth doing what they've been called and chosen to do in the world by creating transformational products and services. We use the life coaching platform as the vehicle to create transformational change. The life coaching platform is a very powerful tool and a very powerful vehicle for you to empower people in your lives. Life coaching is used in churches. It's used in corporate America. Is, of course, is used in businesses. Is used in schools. Is used in prison. Is used in youth centers. Is used everywhere. And so, why not use this vehicle to allow this to be the tool for you, or the vehicle, if you will, to be the vehicle for you to invoke real transformational change? So, without further ado, I would love for you to join our next training. It's happening July the 25th. It will be done virtually online. We soon will be going back. We have a business center in the greater Sacramento area, and we will be going back into the office real soon and doing our workshops live and virtually at the same time. And I would love for you to be a part of that training. And all you need to do is go to the Woman ChristianCEO.live.com, WomanChristianCEOLive.com. I'm sorry, I want to correct that. The WomanChristianCEOLive.com, and get registered. It will encourage you. It will inspire you. It will motivate you. It will transform your life for you to get the tools and resources that you need to build a profitable, longevity, consistent life coaching business. Well, I hope you'll be a part of that. I'll put the information in our comment section. Tell me what you think about what I'm sharing today. Leave a comment. Leave something that I believe that, now if you're going to be rude, don't. But I would love to hear from you and how we can, you know, encourage each other to be courageous and bold, to show up and be in faith, to live in our purpose. This message was not long today, but I just want to encourage you. But I want you guys to stay tuned, because moving forward, we are going to be having an amazing new guest that will come and share and be a part of our podcast. And if you'd like to be our guest, I would love to talk to you more about that. All you have to do is email us at info@thewomanchristianceo.com. info@thewomanchristianceo.com, and put in the subject line, guest for podcasting. All right. I hope to hear from you. God bless. Stay encouraged. Stay empowered. This is your time to rise like never before. God bless.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.